Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Because are the nerves okay? Are the excitement levels, the adrenaline levels, how many warnings showed up on your Fitbit or your Apple Watch yesterday evening around about 4 o'clock? How did Troy Parrott do it? Will we ever know the actual answer to how you score 5 goals in 2 World Cup qualifiers in the space of 4 days?
Do we really want to know the answer to it? Or should it remain as like the 8th wonder of the world, Troy Parrott, 5 goals in 3 days?
Maybe it's better that we don't know the full ins and outs, but we'll be reliving it for a long time to come.
Let's relive it right now.
Hazard again. Ryan Manning. The 5 minutes are nearly done. The referee allowed a few more on. Dar O'Shea's header. Nathan Collins in after it. Willie Orban across for Hungary. Are they going to be able to hold out?
Big Willie Orban. Ha!
Orban's clearance up the field. The referee letting play continue. One last throw of the dice. It's all on this from Queeveen Kelleher. Scales is up after it. Scales wins the header. It's a chance.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the goal.
Yes.
There's the goal. That's Troy Parrott.
Yes.
That is unbelievable. He scored a hat-trick. And right at the death, Ireland have done it. I've never seen anything like it.
And this goal reverberated across the world. Irish people and even just sports fans from Manchester, O'Shea's pub. We were even screaming in Brazilian to us.
Vamos lá. Com 50 minutos. Olha a tentativa. Goal!
Obviously, Brazilian isn't a language, but this was ESPN Brazil with goal. He's still going. And he's still going. I don't know what translation that was, but I think it was wow, 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 wee wow.
The run of ourselves has been lost. The run has disappeared and is nowhere to be found. And this is why we are in the good times, because you don't fly into or out of Dublin Airport anymore. No, it is
gone.
Now the Troy Parrott International Airport. We have lads flying back into the Troy Parrott International Airport with pecked by the parrot tattoos on them.
So good.
And we have a parrot at Dublin Zoo, now officially christened and renamed Troy after the weekend. Like, come on.
Please tell us where you were for the Troy Parrott goal.
Alan was out the back of the house cleaning up after the dog and heard his next door neighbour scream bloody murder. Then the news notification came through on the Apple Watch to tell me about the goal. Oh my God. Feels very relatable from Alan. Brendan was further afield though, in Ohio, screaming my lungs out when Parrott scored the hat-trick. And I have so many Americans told about the legend that he is.
I was watching the game at home and I jumped up and ran around the room shouting. The poor dog didn't know what was happening. Must have thought I was chasing him. So I had to pick him up and hug him. I then continued to shout and jump around. I'd say he thought I was mental. I probably am. This is what Ireland football does to us. Scotty, where were you yesterday at 4 o'clock?
Well, lads, driving in from Belfast. I was a passenger after a big night out. On the way home, trying to watch in the back of one of the girls' cars. Signal couldn't come and go, pure unstable. Got dropped off, had to drive home then. About 15 minutes left in the game. Listen to it on the radio. First goal went in, kind of shaking, listen to it. Second goal went in. I just collected the wife. I had to pull in and watch it on the Sky Go app because it was a minute behind, screaming for about 10 minutes afterwards. One of the best buzzes of all time. I'd say everyone remembers where they are. Come on now, boys in green, hey!
Come on now, boys in green. Isn't it lovely that we have a moment that we will remember where we were, and it is a positive thing? He doubles up though, Scotty.
I also spent about 2 hours on TikTok last night at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Looking for all the live reactions of people in pubs screaming through the place. Lads, one of the best feelings of all time. I hope to God we can get through to the actual World Cup. God bless the boys in green.
God bless the boys in green. Where were you yesterday? 087-1-102-107. Maybe you were even in... Actually, I was going to call it Dublin International Airport, but that's old news now. Of course, it is called Tri-Paris International Airport.
And welcoming back some people who appear to have got pecked by the parrot tattoos in the wake of Troy Parrott's heroics over the last few days. So, yeah, fair play to them.
Here's what happened at that airport at 4 o'clock yesterday evening. It was probably a security risk at 4 o'clock yesterday because anything could have happened because everybody was concentrating on the TV.
If you want to be heading to the airport so that you can head off for the playoffs next March, well, we might be helping you on your way very soon.
Cash machine details, they've never been more needed. We could be going to the World Cup. We've had our fun today. We've called it Troy Parrott Day. We've celebrated with you. We found out where you were yesterday at around 4 o'clock when Troy Parrott stuck the ball in the Hungarian net. We're going to leave you with this. Until tomorrow at 3 o'clock, come on Ireland and take it savage handy.
Hey, Mir, there's no way of dressing this up. That was a disastrous performance and result from Ireland. And it puts the whole World Cup dream into the bin, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, close to that. Everything needs to be perfect from now on. And after this performance, it's difficult to be optimistic.
Hazard again. Ryan Manning. The 5 minutes are nearly done. The referee allowed a few more on. Darrow Shea's header. Nathan Collins in after it. Willie Orban across for Hungary. Are they going to be able to hold out? Orban's clearance up the field. The referee letting play continue. One last throw of the dice. It's all on this from Queenie Kelleher. Scales is up after it. Scales wins the header. It's a chance. Yeah! There's the goal. That's Troy Parrott. That is unbelievable. He scored a hat-trick. At the death, Ireland have done it. I've never seen anything like it. Absolutely remarkable. Right at the end.
Hey! Hi. Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.